Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roy Henshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau scores. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hitchcock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a line drive into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Henshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Henshaw covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Kramer moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Grimes moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath is walked intentionally. Keltner moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.